This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The realm of cyberspace has quickly evolved from a strange new playground into a rich and complex mirror of the world we inhabit every day, but it has its own risks and rules, too. Fears of online stalkers who mask their true identity to prey on young people are probably exaggerated, says technology guru Leo Laporte, while other hazards are more prevalent.
Kids are very open, and they're a little bit vulnerable online to predators of other kinds, marketers who want their information. There are people who will try to get kids to send them pictures and things. And there's the larger issue of the fact that everything you put online kind of lives there forever. So I think while kids are kind of naturally eager to share stuff, maybe it's a good idea for them to understand that the stuff they share could have an impact on their lives later.
Laporte, who broadcasts and podcasts some of the most popular technology programs on the internet from his studios in Petaluma, is also the father of two teenagers. And he admits that trying to watch out for them in this day and age is a challenge, even for someone as professionally savvy as he is.
One of the things we used to say, this rule used to make sense, is have the computer in a public area so that you know what the kid's doing and the kid isn't off in his or her room doing something. Well, now with laptops and cell phones, they've got a computer everywhere they go. So unfortunately, that prescription no longer is valid.
For younger kids, under the age of 10, Laporte says it is still possible to use technology to act as a protective firewall, at least for a while.
A website called opendns.com. It's a free service. You sign up for it, and you can block access to adult sites. You can block access to gambling sites, to anything that you feel like it's inappropriate for your kids. But those technological solutions pretty much fail as soon as the kid hits 12 or 13. First of all, they've got other friends who they can go use their computer. They can figure out ways to get around it. So you can't rely on a technological solution as the kids get older.
After that, Laporte says, his best advice is to teach kids how to be smart about being online, how to take simple steps to protect themselves.
Don't tell people what school you go to, what your address is, obviously. I always told our kids, you can communicate with friends online, but make sure they're friends you know in real life. I don't want you talking to people that you've never met because you don't know who they are.
And to remember that the concept of privacy is much different in cyberspace.
Don't put anything online or do anything online that you would be embarrassed if your parents or family or school found out about. Because ultimately they may. The internet is not a private place. There's this illusion that you're on Facebook and only your friends can see what's going on. It's not true. Facebook does have privacy guards, but a lot of what you do on Facebook is exposed to marketers and others. And you can accidentally or intentionally give away a lot more than you ought to. So just keep in mind that even though you may not realize it, you're in public. So only do things that you're okay with other people seeing.
Still, Laporte concludes, a parent's most effective tool is not technology, but trust.
Ultimately, what will keep you safe is having good values, having lines of communication open, trying to get the kids to understand what the risks are. It's education.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.